Orientate with Luke,
Charlotte, and Mary.
Hey lads and lasses, word up. We welcome you to the first episode of Orientate On, the podcast for people who don't know where to go.
Hey there, the topic of today's volume is preparing for your job during your studies, because it's important to take heed of your calling before you pursue your future career.
Because happily earned money is easy money. In the following, we shall give you the general approach, a case example, and 2x2 handy tips.
First of all, you need to bethink of your interests. What have you always enjoyed doing? Do you have any hobbies you could combine with side jobs? What are your favorite courses?
Once you've made up your mind, you can consult portals such as Campus Rookies. Try to find a side job to find out whether the vocational reality matches your expectations.
Don't despair and don't get discouraged. Remember that your course of study is the only time in your life in which you can test yourself. After all, short work experience need not be the starting point of your future career.
If, however, a work experience is able to grab your attention and kindle your interest, try to find out more. Ask colleagues what helped them write their applications, which qualifications they required, which portals or professional associations they consulted.
On the basis of this, opt for courses during your current course of study that bring you closer to your dream job. Additionally, get information about master's courses that match your preferred career.
Exactly. A bachelor's degree is merely a foundation for a greater cause. Everything boils down to the master's degree, where your skills and cunning are refined. As certain master's programs have different prerequisites, it's important to know your favorite master's programs in time. Then you can select the courses you need during your bachelor's degree and are not restricted by your bachelor's degree's choices.
To give you an idea of this, we have prepared an example. This is Mary.
Hey guys, I'm Mary. I study linguistics and I'm interested in different languages.
Greetings, Mary. Mind telling us something about yourself?
My favorite color is pink and I adore Britney Spears. Also, I love my studies, but I don't know what I should do after my graduation.
Then you've come to the right address.
Oh really? That's my lucky day. So how can you help me?
You should try to find a profession which encompasses your interests. So why don't you tell us what you're interested in with due regard to your linguistic proficiency?
In my spare time, I work on fairs as a translator. I can't help but be a guiding light for others.
Consult job portals to help you get an overview of the current job offers that match this interest of yours. After applying for a job and being accepted, gaining new experiences is the next step towards your career.
2 months later.
Hey again, it's me. I've been working so hard recently and it wasn't any fun at all. Am I supposed to do that for the rest of my life? I hate translating all these texts. They don't talk to me.
Don't despair, Mary. We hear this a lot. But if you refine your search requests, you might stumble upon more fitting jobs, such as the profession of the interpreter. The world is yours. There is plenty of time to put yourself to the test in a multitude of different jobs.
Oh, there is another 2-month internship as an interpreter on Campus Rookies. I might just give this a shot.
2 months later.
Oh, I wish this internship had never ended.
I hope you checked with your colleagues to find out more about what it takes to become an interpreter. Why don't you go to the master's program fair and pick a program that you like?
That sounds like a great idea. I'll do that right away. Thank you!
But wait, there is more.
What?
Mary should not stop here.
Now it's important to rethink your bachelor's course choices. What are the requirements for the master's programs you have found? Simply refer to the university's websites. They often provide comprehensive study and examination regulations. According to these regulations, you can choose the courses you will need to apply for those programs. Moreover, you could attain additional qualifications.
Aww, you're the best. Thank you so much. I'll be forever grateful.
While this might sound easy, the reality may turn out to be a lot different. But with a shred of discipline, even you can turn the corner.
Despite the feeling that your studies might go on forever and you'll never do a 9-to-5 job, you'll be amazed how time flies. Not only should you listen to advice, but you should also put it into practice. How am I supposed to do that, you may ask? We've got 2x2 handy tips for you.
As vocational preparations are rarely part of the curriculum, you need to structure this process yourself. Hence, you should write down the most vital steps.
The ones we lectured you on today.
Write on. Number 1. Something along the lines of imposing deadlines on yourself until when you would like to apply for jobs.
Number 2. Think how well your interests in a future job connect.
Number 3. Seize the opportunity. You are still young and versatile, so you can dabble as much as you like.
Number 4. Remind yourself that structuring your course of study is key to acquiring the right qualifications for your future occupation.
If there are questions that remain unanswered, refer to our Facebook page where you can find an infographic containing those 4 tips. Don't hesitate to send us a mail or a comment on our Facebook page, Orientation On Podcast.
We'd like to thank Mary for joining us. It's been a blast.
This has been Lou.
And this has been Charlotte.
Thanks for listening. Like, subscribe, and share.